Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Bread. Today is March 11th. We are already speeding through another month. You might be sitting there listening to yourself, Andrew, you always start the Daily Bread out the same way, talking about how time is going by so fast. Well, I do apologize for sounding like a broken record, but honestly, if you see or talk to folks around you and you ask them, I'm pretty sure they'll tell you they have a sense that, you know, time is going by fast. It seems like it's going by fast. We're already in March, amen? And it just feels like, man, we were just in December, getting ready for Christmas. And here we are, March, almost halfway through March, amen, heading into April. So, with the talk of time out of the way, let me welcome you here. If you're new, we say welcome. Welcome to First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where we always make the confession where the Word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. And if you remember, we started in January. Pastor Jesse gave us, there isn't anything God can't fix in 2026. Amen. How many of you remember that? How many of you remember that it wasn't too long ago and Pastor Jesse started our year off with that saying? Amen. And here we are mid-March and it still applies. Amen. There isn't anything that God can't fix in 2026. Amen. So I pray you've gotten a hold of that or that small little reminder. Amen. And I pray that every time you listen, you say out loud with us where the Word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. We appreciate each and every one of you continually making time to listen in. Amen. Again, today is March the 11th, and we welcome you. Amen. I know Pastor Rose and I continually look forward to spending time with you here on Wednesday, whenever you may be listening. Amen. We originally started this during COVID, and here, many years later, we are still doing it. And when I upload the message on one of the apps that we use, it tracks all the people who listen in, and we do have a good amount of you listening in, being faithful. So I just want to take a couple of seconds to say thank you so much. And on behalf of the pastors, I know they would say the same, that we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to spend a little time here to hear a small little message. Amen. So we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And as I have always said, you know, it's God who sees your faithfulness, and that's what's most important. Amen. You might do it and no one knows or no one sees, but you know what? At the end of the day, God sees it. Amen. And He's going to reward you for your faithfulness. Amen. When we do things without other people seeing or giving us praise or patting us on the back, but we're doing it for the Lord, He sees that and He's going to reward us. He's going to reward you. Amen. And so I just want to encourage you, those of you who continue to stay connected with us here, we say thank you so much. Amen. Because we know nowadays folks' schedules are very busy. We just had a time change. So that means it's going to stay lighter. The sun's going to stay out longer towards the evening. I don't know if your body's adjusted just yet to the time change. I know mine hasn't. But, amen, praise the Lord. We know there are quite a bit of you out there who have a lot on your plate, but we want to say thank you for taking time out to listen to us here. Amen. I'll try not to take up too much of your time. A couple of quick announcements. If by any chance you're on Instagram, amen. We encourage you to give us a follow on there. Our Instagram is fhkfc.insta, I-N-S-T-A. It's fhkfc.insta. That's our Instagram. And I post a little scripture on Monday. I do a little story in the story section also. And then on Wednesday evening, I post a reminder in our story section about our daily bread. And then on Sundays, towards the afternoon, I post that our YouTube channel, our Sunday morning service, is available. Amen. And speaking of our YouTube, if you are interested in subscribing, our YouTube channel is FHKFC, or I should say FHK Church Video. So it's FHK Church Video, and that's all together. Amen. And I think recently Pastor Rose went on there and she noticed there were a handful of other churches with our same starting. But if you look on there, you'll see a little globe of the world and it'll say FHKFC Video, and that's us. Amen. And a small little praise report. We recently just had over 1,000 subscribers on there. So also on our website, we have links to both. Amen. So if you don't feel like going all the way around or on your phone here or there, our website, we have links to both of those accounts. Amen. So if you're not following or not subscribing, amen, we encourage you to do that. Amen. It's just a little something extra. Amen. Now, the reason I brought up our Instagram is because on Monday I had posted about how times are getting very crazy. Amen. And what I had posted was that the phrase "do not be afraid" is written in the Bible 365 times. The phrase "do not be afraid" is written in the Bible 365 times. That's a daily reminder from God to live every day with courage and not fear. Amen? So, I posted that on Monday as I was reading through my devotionals. I came upon this one on March the 9th, a few days back, and I had shared this back on March the 12th of 2021. Amen? And it bears repeating. Amen? If you don't know the backstory, I have several devotionals. Most of them have been given to me by Pastor Rose. And it's already been several years now that I have gone through and I have read them, because they're daily devotionals. And each day is marked for me to read. Amen. But it's been several years that I've gone through and read them all. But as I always say, even though I've read them in the past and I've read through several years, every week that I go through, God always shows up with something new. Amen. He has something new to share with me. Amen. And I never get to where I'm reading over and being like, oh, I've already read this. No, I read over them like it's the first time I'm seeing them. And you know what? God always shows up. And this is a prime example that I had posted the Instagram on Monday about not fearing. Amen. And then I'm checking the calendar. So I posted that on the 9th, which was this past Monday. And also on the same day I had posted on the Instagram, I had read what I'm going to share with you today. It's called Designed to Live in the Last Days. Amen. And how many of us know we are living in the last days? Amen. And again, I shared this way back in 2021, and here we are in 2026, and it bears repeating. Amen. So this is a prayer and a confession. And again, I'm trying not to take up too much of your time. Amen. So if you're taking notes or you have your Bible, 2 Timothy 3:1 is the main scripture we're looking at, and I will read it to you. It says, This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Amen? And this is not to scare anyone. This is not Andrew trying to be over dramatic or bringing a message of fear or trying to stir up fear in you. No, this small little devotional is just to encourage you, amen, is to uplift you, is to let you know that it's going to get tougher, but praise God, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit are always with you, always with me, and are always going to watch over us and get us through tough times that we might see more coming. Amen? So, the prayer for today reads like this. It says, Lord, you designed me to live in these last days according to your great plan. Amen? You're here. I'm here. We're in the time that God set us to be in. Amen? Take a few moments and think about that. Out of all the times in history, God put us here in this present time. Amen? It says, because you are in charge of my life, I know it's no mistake that I am alive in this generation. Amen? Did you catch that? We are alive in this generation. God has put you and God has put me here. Amen? It says, I know it's no mistake that you and I are alive in this generation. Amen? It says, since these days are filled with great risk, are filled with greater risk than any other generation has ever known, it reads, I need faith to face these times victoriously. Amen? You and I, we both need that. And we can ask that from the Lord. It says, I need faith to face these times victoriously. It says, I need wisdom to minister to others who are wounded and hurt. And how many of us know that? We have family members. We have brothers. We have sisters. We have mothers. We have fathers. We have grandparents. We have close friends. Amen? That are wounded and hurt, especially in the times we are in. But it says, so I ask you to help me embrace this time as a part of my destiny and to become strong in faith so I can reach out to those who are near me and who need spiritual assistance. Amen? I don't want you to sit there and be listening and think, you know, why am I here? Or why are things getting tough? Or why am I here in this generation? I wish I was in this generation. No, God has a plan for you. God has a successful plan for you, and you are in this right time in the right generation you're supposed to be. Amen? Now, it says, help me to recognize, help me to recognize their need and know exactly how I should respond to them. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen? Because basically, all of us have someone close to us that is probably hurt or hurting. Amen? Or that's wounded. Amen? It says, so I ask So today I ask you to help me embrace this time as part of my destiny and to become strong in the faith so I can reach out to those who are near me and who need spiritual assistance. Help me to recognize their need and to know exactly how I should respond to help them. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We come across folks on a daily basis. I'm not sure how big your circle is, but you might have coworkers, you might have really close friends. Amen. And it just takes a really small prayer. Anytime you spend time around them, just ask the Lord, Lord, I want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that if you direct me to help them in any way, to instill words of encouragement, to give them words from the Holy Spirit that will encourage them, uplift them. Amen. That's what a little small little prayer before you start spending time with them, it'll benefit both of you. Amen. So let's try and wrap this up with the confession that goes along with that prayer. Amen. It says, I declare by faith that I am chosen and equipped to live in this last generation. Amen. Part of every day when you're getting up, we pray that you're spending a little time with the Lord and that you're thanking him. You might not remember this message, but going forward in the morning, when you wake up, say, Heavenly Father, thank you that you've put me in the time that I am in this generation right now, that you're going to use me and continue to use me moving forward. Amen. It says the word of God protects my mind, my family, and everything that is part of my life. Amen. It says, I will renew my mind with the word of God and get God's perspective about what his role is for me in the last days. Amen. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for me. God has a plan for us to usher in his coming. Amen. It says, therefore, I will be a blessing and a help to people who have been victimized by their difficulty, by these difficult and trying times. Amen. If anything, you in the circle of friends that you have and in the times that we are in, praise the Lord, we pray that you are a pillar of strength. Amen. That they come to you and ask, can you help me get through this? Or I need prayer for this? Or can you come in agreement with me for this? Amen. That not only they go to the Lord first, but they come to you for agreement with different prayers they have. Amen. It says, rather than hide in fear, I will move out with the power of God and stay ever ready to minister to those who have suffered harm because of the times in which we live. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be a cakewalk from now until Jesus comes. No. Unfortunately, I hate to break it to you, but it's going to get a lot harder. Amen? It's going to get a lot difficult. But how many of us know what the end result is that we win. We win. Jesus is coming back for us. Amen? Like Pastor Jesse says, we're going to be the first ones out of here. Amen? We're on that first bus to heaven. Amen? So I hope you got a little bit out of Design to Live in the Last Days, 2 Timothy 3:1. Amen. I hope you got some encouragement. I hope my message wasn't anything to scare you. Amen. But instead, encourage you and uplift you. Amen. And as always, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. God wants to be a part of your life and every area of it. Amen. So I encourage you, take a little bit of time this evening and just thank the Lord. Say, Lord, thank you that you put me in this generation, that you chose me to be in this last generation before your coming. Amen. Get excited about that. When I read over this, it brought a little joy in my step that, you know what, I'm here. God placed me here and has a plan for me to bring in what the Bible says is going to be the greatest harvest this world has ever seen. Amen. So I hope you got a little bit of encouragement. I hope you got a little bit of joy out of it. Amen. We pray you have a blessed rest of your week. I believe Pastor Rose will be with you next Wednesday. Amen. And as always, remember the last Wednesday of the month will be our healing service. Amen. A little homework assignment is invite someone to listen in before that last Wednesday of the month for our healing service. Amen. So God bless you. Again, thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate each and every one of you. And we will see you right back here next Wednesday with Pastor Rose for another Daily Bread. Amen. Be blessed, and we'll see you next Wednesday.